Shmuel! Once there was a big machlokes between two different Hasidic groups in America. So one of the sides sent someone to Shmuel to ask them what to do.
What time period is this?
I don't know, it doesn't say. The time of Shmuel was living. I assume it was around, probably around 40 years ago. So when they told him the whole problem and everything, so the time explained it, the whole complication of the problem, he burst out crying. He said, what? Now, why is he so sorry? We are in the problem, we're not crying so much, and he's crying so much. And he calmed down a little bit, he said like this, he's trying, who are you turning to? This kind of question you have to ask someone who's a real Shomer Brit, someone who can really guard this Brit, and you're asking me? Me you're asking? Continue crying. Once they were sitting together, a bunch of Anash were talking, and they were saying that fighting with the Yitzhara and everything was so difficult, and the Shmuel said, Yitzhara? We don't fight with the Yitzhara. The Tzaddikim fight with the Yitzhara, Rabbeinu says in Torah 72. The Tzaddikim fight with this holy angel, which is called the Yitzhara. We're still fighting with our dirty blood. So Shmuel was saying this about himself. Dirty bloods. We have desire to physicality. Physical things. And dirty bloods. Women, food, money, kavod, all kinds of things. Physical. Huh? That's not the Yitzhara. The source of it is the Yitzhara. It itself is clean, is from the dirty blood that we have in the left part of the heart. David HaMelech did not have it. And it says, Libi Chalal Bekirbi, my heart is hollow. My left part is hollow. Why? He didn't have it. He sorted the Yitzhara. He didn't have that. The higher you get, the more your bloods get cleaned out. Through listening to the tzaddikim and purifying your body. So Rabbeinu says in Torah 72. We don't even have a Yetzirah. Yetzirah is so high. The Yetzirah has nothing to do with us. It's a high thing. We wish we had the Yetzirah to fight. We're fighting still our little games here. To eat the berekos or not to eat the berekos. To have the piece of chocolate or not. To look at that woman or not. Someone has a little bit das. It's not an issue for him. Right? Look at the woman. Why? The point. We don't have that though, unfortunately, not yet. So we're gonna scream.
We're not even talking about TV, internet.
No, us simply walking the street. Yeah. Moibed Avishi Moshe Tavshayu Kibudim Sheirifu Alav Chatunot Afkul Achad Shehut Shurat Sirvim Vino Nefudanim Shuskarat Yechamer. Blood enemies, worst enemies, was kibbudim, that his family, when he married up his children, his grandchildren, they insist to give him a kibbud, to give him a bracha or something, you're the grandfather, you're the father of the bride, give him a kibbud, give him an honor in the wedding. And no, he told no to everyone. There was also a part of time that he didn't want to do any, to be a sandak, to hold the baby at the bris. Even though it's a benefit for the guy who's sitting, yeah? More than a kibbutz, it's a benefit for the person who's sitting with the baby on his lap. But the pirsum, the advertisement that comes with it, and the kavod,
publicity
that comes with it, frightened him very much. Even his grandchildren's bristling, he didn't want to be a sandak. Once in each son he was a sandak, he agreed, not more than that. Because he brought it in the Shulchan Aruch, he said, in Shulchan Aruch it says, not to give a person sandakos twice in his life, unless he's a great man, and not a great man, so once is enough for each son. Each son you give me once, fine, not more than that. Your person should not give one person twice, unless he's a big person, tzaddik. Caleb Shmuel said, I'm not a tzaddik, what do you want from me? So once is enough. His brother-in-law, Rav Asher Krishevsky, once invited him to the bris of one of his descendants, one of his children, grandchildren. So Shmuel told him, I'll give you a condition. I'll come to the bris for one condition. And what's the condition? You, I'll promise you I'll come. You promise you won't give me any kavod, any honor, any nothing, not to hold a baby, not anything to do with that. This is fine. So he agreed. It was once Rabbi Shmuel received the. He received the kavod with joy. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy with the kavod again. When was this? It was the bris of one of his grandchildren. It was on Tisha B'Av. And Shmuel, they asked him to be a tzaddik, he said yes. Why? It was the time that he was very, very sick and he couldn't fast on Tisha B'Av. He had to eat. So he said, if I also a tzaddik, I have another reason why I'm allowed to eat. Stam a tzaddik, not allowed to eat. But if you're also sick, and also you're a tzaddik. No, there's two leniencies together, I'm allowed to eat. That's why he was happy to be a tzaddik. Also, he was very scared of ta'arim. How do you mean ta'arim?
Titles.
Titles. Couldn't stand. He was frightened with titles. So Shmuel wasn't a rav. He wasn't a tzaddik. He wasn't existing.
But didn't he
have all
that
God?
When he was in the States, didn't they have to give him a title to?
That was to go to Rabbeinu. It's one thing. It doesn't mean he was a rav. He didn't give it fine, but yeah. When Shmuel, they used to give him letters, first he used to look, what does it say on top? If it said Arava Tzadik, if it said Arava Tzadik or something like that, he said tear that off. If it was the letter, he tore the piece off the letter, tore it into little pieces. If it was the envelope, he tore the envelope into little pieces. Chas Shalom shouldn't have any remained in this world. 2 more minutes. And Nira'u Adracha. The Beit Yisrael of Gur, he admired very, very much of Shmuel and the holiness. He was also a very, very holy person. There's a time that Shmuel used to send. The Beis Yisrael used to send to Shmuel young seirim, young boys who are getting married, to get the hadracha, to get the guidance in kedusha and stuff before they get married, to how to build your house in kedusha. So Shmuel realized that a lot of ger chassidim are coming to him. Yeah, listen to him. They understand why they're coming to him, and then when he understood that it's from. The Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, sending it to them. He was trembling from the new trouble that came upon his head right now. He said, go tell the Admor, please, I'm not fit for this. Stop sending me people. So, continue tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no shir. The reason why there's no shir is so everyone does an hour, he's bodhidut on Am Yisrael. That's the only reason why there's no shir.